This is Sound Advice for Landlords, a podcast project for small-scale landlords across Ontario. Sound Advice offers information on a range of topics and issues related to residential tenancies. Through one-on-one interviews with experts, landlords learn more about their rights and responsibilities. A transcript for each podcast is posted to our website. In this podcast, we're talking about rules for serving documents to tenants. Our guest is Glenn Sheridan. Glenn is a community legal worker at Landlord Self-Help Center, and I'm Susan Vankevich. Welcome to Sound Advice for Landlords. Where do the rules for serving tenants come from?
The Residential Tenancies Act. That's the Ontario law that governs landlord and tenant relationships.
Why would a landlord have to serve a document to their tenant?
Well, for example, once a year a landlord may want to serve a notice of rent increase, or occasionally they may have to serve a notice of termination for something like non-payment of rent, or if they wanted to take the unit back for their own use.
Maybe we can start by talking about how a landlord serves notice to a tenant in person.
Usually that means going to the door, knocking on the door, and giving it to either the tenant or an apparently adult person in the rental unit.
Is the landlord required to serve personally?
Not really, but it's the most direct method.
And what other ways can a landlord serve a document to a tenant?
Well, for instance, they can put the notice underneath the door. They can send it by mail or by courier or by fax. They can put the notice in the mailbox as well. There are some other rules, however, that come into play if you're mailing or faxing or sending by courier a notice to the tenant.
So for time-sensitive documents like notices, how does the landlord calculate additional time if they're sending by mail or courier?
Well, the rules require that 5 extra days be included in the calculation of time if something's being sent by mail. And if sent by courier, you have to allow 1 extra day for the courier to deliver the notice to the tenant. If that extra day falls on a non-business day, however, you have to allow 1 additional business day.
How does the landlord prove that they've served the documents?
Well, the landlord is required to complete a certificate of service form. This is a form that's available through the Landlord and Tenant Board offices, either from the office directly or from their website.
And is it the same process for serving notice to enter their unit?
You obviously have to give 24 hours notice in writing indicating that you're coming in to do repairs, for instance. Ordinarily, you're not allowed to serve a notice on the door. So a notice of non-payment, for instance, you cannot put it on the door. But a notice to enter the unit for repairs or for showing to a real estate person, you are allowed to serve that notice on the door.
What are some of the common pitfalls landlords face?
Well, obviously, most tenants are fine with getting documents from their landlord, but occasionally you may find a tenant deliberately avoiding the landlord if they don't wish to get a form from them. A good idea here is to have a witness with you if you're encountering that kind of deliberate blockage, I guess.
Is there anything else that landlords need to know about serving documents?
The key thing here is to ensure that you're able to prove that the notice was given to the tenant and how it was given. Again, having a witness with you if you're encountering some problems is a good extra step that the landlord can take. And of course, you'd have to bring that witness with you to a hearing at the Landlord-Tenant Board if there's any doubt about the way that you served the document or that you were unable to serve it. The best way to ensure that you are delivering forms correctly is by looking at Rule Number 5, which is found in the Residential Tenancies Act. And between that and the Section 191 of the Residential Tenancies Act, you'll have a complete list of the ways that you can serve a notice. Another quick way to find out how can I serve a notice would be just to look at the Certificate of Service form, as it does list all of the methods of service that you can use.
Thank you, Glenn. You've been listening to Glenn Sheridan, a community legal worker from Landlord Self-Help Center. Glenn has been discussing the rules for serving documents to tenants. This has been Sound Advice for Landlords. The material presented in this podcast is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. Sound Advice for Landlords is a production of Landlord Self-Help Center, a community clinic funded by Legal Aid Ontario. To learn more about Landlord Self-Help Center and the podcast project, visit www.landlordselfhelp.com. Send your feedback to info@landlordselfhelp.com. Copyright 2008, Landlord Self-Help Center. Thank you for listening.